day 10 of 40 days with Jesus. In the story of the two followers of Jesus walking away from Jerusalem and walking towards Emmaus, we see some moments in the story where there's doubt in the story that they have hoped for. Verse 22, verse 23, verse 24, clearly they've had some experience from others of the fact that Jesus' body isn't in the tomb. But for these two, that phrase in verse 21, which says, "We had hoped that he was the one," displays perhaps some of the doubts that they were feeling in that day. In fact, walking away from Jerusalem was probably the biggest sign that they doubted the truth of what they'd heard. Doubts are part of our life, aren't they? There are many things that we doubt, and perhaps in our journey of faith, doubts have come along at different times. We want to believe everything, we want to be certain about things, but doubt creeps in and is not a surprise. Doubt is not a sign of spiritual weakness, however. Rather, I think it can be a sign and an indication of something growing in us. If doubts can lead us to search a bit more, then perhaps we will continue the journey to discover the truth. We all want certainty. We want to know what is going to happen. We want to know that if we do something, then the outcome is going to be clear and certain. But of course, particularly in this time, we live with uncertainty, not sure about what we should be doing, when everything in the lockdown is going to end, when we're going to be free again. Lots of uncertainty, and perhaps we're living now with more doubts than we have before. We wonder sometimes whether what we believe is true, whether it is really what we can give our life to. Well, if you've doubted, then you're not alone. Many great people of faith have shared their doubts during their life. Billy Graham, Mother Teresa, all wrestled with unanswerable and often painful questions. But I wonder if we can celebrate this gift of uncertainty, if we allow the right kind of doubt to actually deepen our faith and our intimacy with God. If we can use these doubts to just search a bit more. These two followers of Jesus were at least open to what Jesus had to say next to them. They, of course, didn't realise that it was Jesus, but he led them in a search, looking back at Scripture, looking back at some of the story that they knew about the Messiah and how he would have to suffer before he entered his glory. And how Jesus took them back to Moses and all the prophets and explained to them what they previously missed in that story. Because in the light of resurrection, so much of that story makes sense. In the light of resurrection, the story of Jesus makes sense. We begin to see that the suffering has a purpose, that the suffering impacts our life today as well. See, I think what doubt does is remind us how much truth matters. And if we can have the patience and the compassion and the understanding, then perhaps our doubts will lead us to that place of deeper truth. What if we were to search the Scriptures more and discover the truth of what is lying there all along? If whether that certainty that we've had is being shaken now, that we return back to the things that can help us to strengthen our faith. Are there any particular areas of your life where you find it more difficult to believe the promises of God? Perhaps even today? How might you grow in faith in these areas over this time? What will you do to try and help you overcome some of the doubts that you have? Remember, doubt is not a sign of spiritual weakness, but more an indication of our desire to grow deeper in our relationship with God. Let's pray together. Lord, I'm sorry when I am slow to believe, but I pray that through the presence of your Holy Spirit, you'll come and shine your light into the darkness of my mind and reveal Jesus to me. May I gain the confidence of his life and his death and his resurrection, so that I might grow stronger and more confident in these days. Thank you for your presence with me. I commit myself to continuing to walk with you. Amen.